T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
My name is Elisa Starr, and I watch all the television so you don't have to. And I've been really freaked out. So I have been going back to one of my old classics, Deep Space Nine. Deep Space Nine is one of the less obnoxious Star Treks. You know, Star Trek The Next Generation gets really preachy, and I don't know, it's just not very realistic. It's shiny, happy space people. It's hard to enjoy it because it doesn't seem to have anything really to do with real life, honestly. There is all that reassuring space noise, which still happens in Deep Space Nine, which is one of my favorite things, and one of the reasons why I really like space shows. Another reason is that sometimes I just don't want to think about what's going on here and on Earth. I want to think about something totally, obviously fake, something that has nothing to do with whatever we're doing right now. And right now I'm really worried about our reopening, and Deep Space Nine talks a lot about, I mean, it's one of the more serious Star Treks. It doesn't gloss anything over. The first season, you get to watch the Cardassians leaving Bajor and a Bajoran space station. And that's the Deep Space Nine station. So the Cardassians had been enslaving the Bajoran people for like 100 years, right? So you get to see Cardassians and Bajorans interacting for the next 7 seasons of Deep Space Nine. You get to see they're still neighbors, and they both have access to space. And like, neighbors as in they live on neighboring planets. But the Bajorans, without the Cardassians, who were, you know, the Cardassians were enslaving them, but they were also like doing all the basic management of Bajor. They'd taken over the planet. And they ruled over them. And when you have a ruler, like a ruling class, completely just evacuate a space, you know, you watch the Bajorans try to figure out how to rebuild their culture in the wake of the genocide, in the wake of the new absence of their overlords. You watch the Cardassians, who had killed millions of Bajorans, justify their actions. And you watch a lot of them heal. A lot of the bad guys have a lot more dimensions in Deep Space Nine than they ever did before in Star Trek. I think, you know, Discovery is pretty rough, and so is Picard. Those are two new shows that are a lot more kind of in line with the times, and I think they make everyone a lot more sympathetic. But Deep Space Nine took place in the 90s. And it's funnier than I gave it credit for before. The pacing is fast. And they don't do as much telling you. They do a lot more showing. And you have to pay attention or you miss stuff. It's pretty great, actually. The writing I'm finding really good, which is nice. I mean, it's the same people who later would create Starbuck and that whole Battlestar Galactica, the big, scary, beautiful new one. And, you know, the 20s, 20, whatever it was, 2004 to 2008 or whatever, that new Battlestar Galactica. It's the same people who wrote that also wrote Deep Space Nine. So if you liked Battlestar Galactica, you might like Deep Space Nine. If you need that space sound, it's a good show with that sound in it. I think that there are some great female characters that get to fight and fuck, and that's all I really want to see ladies doing, you know? I want to see men shutting up and women leading the way, and there's a lot of that in Deep Space Nine too. It's just, I'm finding it really soothing right now, and I worry about the genocide that America is enforcing, creating right now, in that it's making its working class, it's primarily people of color, working class, work themselves to death in the pandemic rather than paying them to stay home like every other first world country in the world. That genocide, right? It's a soft genocide. We are exposing people of color. Black people are getting coronavirus 4 times faster than everyone else because they don't have any savings. They don't have any cushion. They have to keep working. So we are sentencing them to death by not giving them any kind of security net. And I think that that's okay with Trump. I think that's okay with his followers. I think that they get that this will be a soft genocide for our working poor. And that's been fucking me up, man. I always thought that if America created another genocide while I was alive, I would call it out. So I'm trying to. But it's hard because we're all in survival mode right now. And it's hard to figure out what to do about it besides lobbying our leaders who, let's face it, are being bribed to take care of the rich rather than the poor. So all of that is fueling my feeling of injustice and helplessness and my desire to think about a world that is not here, which is why I needed like a space show. And watching the Bajorans and the Cardassians try to rebuild their lives after that genocide helps me feel like maybe there'll be some rebuilding after this genocide, or maybe we can stop it. You know, watching, even after 100 years, watching the Bajorans stop their genocide and reclaim their own power was powerful. So maybe I can help, you know, the working poor lead the charge on that. I don't know. I don't know what I can do exactly besides watching Deep Space Nine and telling you guys about how it made me feel better. But it definitely did. And if you're looking for a space show, a space drama, a space opera, as I like to say, it's more of a dramedy, which is, you know, a comedy that's not funny. That's what dramedies are. Just kidding. It's actually pretty funny. I've laughed a couple times. These characters like to fuck with each other. And it's fun to watch. So, if you're feeling it, I do highly recommend the Deep Space Nine. Thanks, everybody. This has been another episode of My Favorite Boyfriend Television.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.